Okay. Bills going into Foxborough to play the Patriots. Welcome to Numb Bills Fan Podcast episode. I need to look up and make sure this is still recording. Oh, it's working. Cool. Yeah, Numb Bills Fan Podcast. We're here. It's 200 and a lot. And by a lot, it means recently active a lot. So welcome to podcast number 280. I'm your host, David Palermo of the Numb Bills Fan Podcast show. And frankly, I don't trust Bill Belichick, and that's why I'm here. 100% why I'm here. I remember being a little boy, about 16 years old. Tom Brady was a cute story. Didn't watch the Super Bowl because fuck the Patriots. You guys were dirty laundry back then. You're still dirty laundry to me now. Okay, with it was in the 90s a more premier logo. Late 90s, but you know, you didn't think anything of it. You thought nothing of it. Okay, who's this kid? Drew Bledsoe was great, and you got this bozo? This Tom Brady? Okay, sure. I did not know that the NFL would take on the league marketing, and frankly, take up after the NBA, and then somehow this team with the great defense and the Cheatriots get back to the Super Bowl time and time again. And then there's all these flags not thrown or thrown to manipulate games, and it drove me nuts. But there are a lot of consistent things. If you go to the game, you can hate Brady all you want. The ball was just, if you saw open space on the field, you said, oh, fuck. Somebody get there. And it was methodical. But make no mistake, we get Bill Belichick. We hate Bill Belichick. It's in our blood. The Super Bowl against the Giants, his defensive game plan is in the Hall of Fame. And essentially it was, yeah, let Thurman Thomas run all over because he's running out the clock. And somehow the Bills miss a field goal. Now, I don't know if there's maggots in footballs. We need to go there. Yeah, but as far as this game is concerned, fast forward to now, I am very concerned with this Malik Cunningham character. Why I bring him up is he played after Lamar Jackson at Louisville. Okay, he redshirted his first year, and his last year in college, similar to Josh Allen, he dropped off. Okay. But he's only 6 foot, 192 pounds, apparently soaking wet. Okay, which could mean 5'10", 5'11", 180. Who knows, right? Now, why am I bringing up Tom Brady earlier? Because I'm not that smart. I like metaphors. I'm just your average guy at work. I'm taking in stuff. I'll get into the injury report later. I'm literally in my car. Of course, there's no heat at this job. I do drywall, and there's heat, but the furnace isn't working right. It's a remodel. I don't know if the house is burned down, whatever happened. Through a good company, they pay well, but I gotta entertain, right? Because I think my thoughts are important, apparently. I like to shit talk in advance. That way I could tell you I was right, really. So, you don't, if you're Bill Belichick and there's media saying that you're about to lose your fucking job, that you're coming up on losing more games, having the most losses in history, because that's how long he's spent coaching, okay, just like the same way you could say that Sean McDermott almost has a higher win percentage than Bill Belichick. I would lose sleep Patriots week, okay? And when I started seeing that the league has a lot of fuckery going on, it is, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to say it's rigged, but it's a different rabbit hole. There's a lot to that, but just watch the refs and situations. You can say, oh, it's a makeup call. But when you trace all the calls, it's like, was that a makeup call for a call that you should have made, you didn't, or something happened, or why is Pat Mahomes running out of bounds? Or going down when the spread is this, and there's too many anomalies now. People have cameras, and it's coming back where there is a script to a degree. I'm a Bills fan. I watch too many games. So when I see this Malik Cunningham, I just see a quarterback that started a lot of games in college, okay? And word on the street is he was and is more accurate than Lamar Jackson. Now, he hates the Lamar Jackson comparisons, Malik. And I believe he changed his name, and I'm sorry to be disrespectful. Okay, but to give you an idea, at Louisville, he threw 1,105 times, completed 692 passes with a 62.6 accuracy percentage, and 9,664 yards with a 70-29 touchdown interception thing with a 151.7 rating. Now, his 2021 season, he threw for 2,941 yards. His 2022 season, 1,568. He only played 10 games. He played 13 in 2021. But in 2020, he threw for 2,617. So when I'm looking at on the chart, it's a little more than 300 yards off, as in higher, from 2020 and 2021. And frankly, when you look at Josh Allen and you see what he did, I mean, his accuracy percentage, we knew it, coming out was so low. And he had 1 year, 11 games, right? 1,812 yards throwing. This kid had 10 games, 1,568, you know, his last year in school. So his stock was up. He flew under the radar, and Bill Belichick picked him up as an undrafted free agent. Now, here's the thing. Do I think he could be great? I don't know. But I don't trust a coach. I think it's so easy for the media to take shits on this guy, and I don't like that. I don't like when the media is lazy. I'm sorry. I understand that the game may have passed him by. You're seeing it on tape, what's going on. He could be giving an FU to Robert Kraft somehow for all we know. I don't know with what he's done with the coaches, okay? I don't know because I think Tom Brady with a good defense can still play. I know that's nuts. The league is so soft. Tell me why it wouldn't work. So when I look at this kid's numbers, and actually, you know, you look really through it, like, the experience between the ears and the fact that I believe he played 6 to 8 plays last Patriots game, and people are, like, thinking it's a clerical error that he's actually activating, and Bailey Zappi's the emergency quarterback. I think Bill Belichick wants to start this Cunningham kid. I think if you start him now, it's a wrinkle that you could do in the division. You have nothing to lose. But more importantly, what does the locker room want? The locker room needs to be behind a leader. And all accounts, looking up the kid, doing a little research, he's a good leader. And that's all the way from high school. You know, he came onto a brand new high school team, a public high school team that opened up, I believe, in Alabama. I could be totally wrong talking out of my ass. But he's talented. I am not sleeping on it whatsoever. I'm very concerned that with the Bills, let's get in the injuries. We have Ed Oliver out all of a sudden. What? Okay. Dawson Knox is coming back. He apparently hammered his wrist on a helmet in the Jaguars game. So you got Rousseau, Von Miller, and Epinesa to do some damage out there. I'm looking forward to Epinesa. Look, clearly the kid needed reps and maybe to mature and to get better and learn how to get better. But don't tell me that Bean isn't an asswipe for picking him up when you know how many fucking reps you get with the CBA. If I go to training camp and can do math, You can go to training camp and do math. This is some bullshit. Because don't tell me it was such a good pick and you signed Von Miller. You're fucking dumb. Anyways, he's playing great. Proud of him. Really. How many pass blocks? He had like 3 last week? So, the Patriots seem to run the ball well no matter what to me. I can't tell you how many. And with Daquan Jones gone and not Oliver gone, what the fuck? You got Tim Settle and you got Puna Ford, which I'm concerned for. Settle's on and off. Puna Ford was making some plays in camp, and then he just kind of disappeared, or that's just what we write about, right? Now, back to Kincaid, since you guys are all here for Kincaid talk. I've been going into every game like, oh, this is his game, this is his game. I don't want to say it's not his game, but I think it's his game. I don't know what to tell you. I'll tell you what I think. If you look at Kyir Elam, square peg, round hole, the average fan from guys on the radio going, wait, in Florida, he played this style of man coverage. On McDermott, you play more of a zone coverage. You keep it very simple. Two different things. The Bills drafted him with a first-round pick. What do fans and media do? Oh, Coach McDermott's so good. He's going to coach him up. He's going to be just fine. Yeah, sure. Yeah, fucking sure. Right. Next thing you know, oh, he's having trouble. He's got to do the right thing. Stephon Diggs is complaining about how handsy he is immediately in practice. Yeah, maybe they're not in lockstep, like the media department says, okay? Square peg, round hole. So when you draft, when the whole league, the Bills used to be the Jaguars, right? Fast as fuck, throw the ball far, stretch the defense out. Okay, you don't need to have, this is why the coaches are dumb on the Bills. You don't need to have design runs for Josh Allen. The whole fuckery of it. Well, so no one's open, there's this side of the field open, we just go get the first down. He doesn't need to run for a million yards. He doesn't need to go fuck people up. This is stupid. He's like the Madden player I've always wanted. And I throw just as many interceptions as him, too. For real. Guys covered, I try to fit in there. So Kincaid, I feel bad for the kid. Oh, yeah. Ken Dorsey wanted to run this 12 personnel. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, two tight ends. I'm sure he did. Yep. And meanwhile, Bean goes out there and says, yeah, he's going to be like Beasley and find space. He had a game against USC where he went fucking nuts. He had so many broken tackles. But that's why I don't watch college football, frankly, because one, I don't give a fuck. Two, I don't have the fucking time. Three, I hate watching anomalies where I'm just looking at college players myself to evaluate for the NFL. And yeah, it's fun. I get into it. But I right now, I have too many things going on in life. And providing you with a 15-minute podcast right now is my goal, and it's almost there. With Kincaid, I don't know what the deal is. I just think there's a lot of dumbass media pressure. I'm one of the first ones at camp to tweet about it. I had a video out on TikTok, Instagram, X, Twitter, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Okay? If you're on Facebook, you can follow along there. You like my plugs? There you go. It's just an Instagram feed onto Facebook, though. So point to you being, everybody talked about Kincaid. Everybody ate it up. Brandon Bean makes the media gush. Aw, shuck, guys. Aw, shucks. Aw, man, you know, man, we're so cool. We're so cool. Everything is planned. Bullshit, dude. You're fucking lying to me. Okay? I called the shit. I'm going to remind you every podcast on Tremaine Edmonds. If Josh Allen is that good, why wouldn't you use the 2 extra picks on Edmonds for interior linemen? I've been saying this for fucking 6 years. On older podcasts, I listed out all the interior linemen who are very good in rounds 2 and 3. But you had to give up extra picks for Tremaine Edmonds, or 2/3. Like, this is dumb, just to move up. The Bills are loaded more in that draft than ever. They could have built a fucking football team cheap that could win. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow comes in after dying in the offensive line his rookie year. Second year, they're crushing. The Bills didn't need to build it this way and this long. There's a lot of money out on the table. Now you get this kid for defense anyways. Now you get this kid in Kincaid, and you're telling me there's a story that they called Dawson Knox and be like, hey guys, yeah, I'm sure the public relations team didn't buffer Dawson Knox and go, hey man, look, this is what you're going to say when the media asks. Do you care? Of course you don't. And now I hear about Ken Dorsey in training camp. Oh, he's up. He's doing a lot of work trying to figure out this offense, get this going. And what do we see? I can't blame Ken Dorsey. I see execution not happening. I see Gabe Davis not knowing fundamental football. I have never played a lick of organized football, and I know to move the ball to the side of the sideline. I don't know what to expect here. I think Kincaid, it's very unfair for him to be in the position he is. People are going to call him a boss, and we're already writing these things, just like Elam. And Elam's in the wrong fucking system. And what's Brandon Bean going to do for the trade deadline? Sit on his fucking hands again, like he did last year? And then people say Beasley's washed up? Now, somehow Beasley's a first target on third down to Brady the same week he was brought in with the Bucks. But then when he gets to the Bills, takes 2 weeks to get in a fucking game. What's that tell you? We have to look at the coaches. I don't get it. I don't like the Patriots. I don't like that whoever the fuck it is going to run the game. If this Malik Cunningham guy starts and shreds the Bills, I want to be like I told you so, but I think you have to get the locker room to mutiny the Jones character and get this guy in there. I think Bill Belichick is waiting for the locker room to turn and get Malik Cunningham in there. Or he's going to say, here we go, and it's the spark. Because it makes no sense that Cunningham got some plays, he pulled Jones. I just think it makes sense. It makes too much sense for Cunningham to start. You know, just, if you want to throw a wrinkle in there, think about it. Really think about it. It would be the most Bill Belichick thing to do. Okay? Mac Jones is tanking. He just sucks. He throws some, all these guys throw good balls. Zach Wilson throws good balls. Like, and look at Zach Wilson for a prime example. They get their savior Aaron Rodgers back. I'm a fan. I think his knee injury might be fake. It could be all like dog and pony show here. But hey, it's a fun thing to entertain. Malik Cunningham. Your interior offensive line, defensive linemen are out for the Bills, and Daquan Jones and Al Oliver, who I'm playing out of their mind, both those guys. Shout out, because I know you're listening. And then, when the Bills ran with Cook, if you were to tell me that Cook was going to run between the guards, well, I'd be like, bullshit. That's where the strength of that D-line was last week on the Giants. And they did it well. The Bills haven't proven to me lately they can put up points. And unless the Bills get up and get fast and turnover, it's going to be, aw, shucks. Yeah, you know, we just had to get the guys write the storylines of how they had to do it. Okay? But when there's people running routes into each other, there's a lot of stuff that we're seeing on the All-22. I'm not seeing, I'm just hearing it. It's disappointing, man. Really disappointing because I really like the dynamic. I think Gabe Davis is getting shit on way too much. Yeah, he had a fumble. Yeah, the other game before he had a drop, an untimely drop. Okay. Can I get mad at the GM that, again, we don't have money to get a guy in a trade? Why would the Tennessee Titans trade with the Bills to get D-Hop? Why would they do that? And if you're a coach and a GM, why would you get a player if you know that the quarterback maybe isn't making the right reads or the players you have aren't in the right spot or maybe it's the offensive coordinator? You just don't go get a player. But what I don't get is Brandon Bean's all willy-nilly to move up to get Kyrie Elam, use a late-round pick. Why can't we do that? How are we not trading Kyrie Elam even now? for a player would promise. I get it. It takes two to tango. I don't know what's going to happen in this game. The Bills could win 21-7. Or the Patriots could control the clock, run the ball down the Bills' throats, confuse Josh Allen by just dropping everybody into coverage. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't trust it. And the Bills have a lot to prove to me right now. It's two games looking like dog shit. I don't want to call it London fog again, but I've said this last year. The offense ran through Josh Allen. Come to find out, Josh Allen's going through some shit. He's a human. He's a young kid, man, with good money. He can literally break his. He can literally just walk away and go buy a fucking island and never talk to us. I'm fortunate to have him. Go Bills. I don't have a score for you. I don't know what to think. I guess I do have a score. I'd like to see the Bills win 21-15, maybe. Something competitive, I guess. I don't know. It's an odd score, 15. But toodles. It's been Numb Bills Fan Podcast. If you've been on Instagram, please hit me up. Tell your friends. Follow, subscribe. Tim Avery, my friend from years ago. We went to high school together, too. Didn't really know him, but he did a lot of sports. So, Marathon Man Tim, cross country, I don't know which one, but he has an article on numbillsfan.com every week. It's a clean little website. If you want to see what's up on TikTok, you click there, Instagram there, Facebook there. Facebook is just an Instagram feed. I have boycotted Facebook. Fuck Facebook. Anyways, love you all. Thank you for subscribing at numbillsfan.com and numbillsfan everywhere. You find media. I like Instagram. It's fun. These little podcasts, no video. It's so easy for me to do. They're fun. And I hope you enjoy your life and go Bills. Toodles. Oh, yeah, I'm your host, David J. Palermo. Toodles 2.0.